Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS Evening News with Norah O'Donnell ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Tonight, a celebration of life and a call for action at funeral services for Tyree Nichols. The emotional goodbye today in Memphis as mourners remember the 29-year-old who died 3 days after being beaten by police. Vice President Kamala Harris delivers a message to the family amid renewed calls for police reform. CBS's Elise Preston is at the church. Searching for documents, the FBI visits President Biden's Delaware beach home. What agents found inside? Dangerous ice storm, power knocked out, and treacherous travel conditions across the South as millions more face temperatures as much as 30 degrees below normal. Washington, D.C. commute turns deadly. A gunman opens fire, killing a Metro worker and injuring three others before heroic citizens jump into action. Tom Brady calls it a career.
I'm retiring for good.
The game's most decorated quarterback says it's for real this time after 7 Super Bowl wins and 23 seasons. And Dancing for Peace, the United Ukrainian Ballet will make its U.S. debut at the Kennedy Center in Washington.
This is the CBS Evening News with Norah O'Donnell, reporting from the nation's capital.
Good evening and thank you for joining us. Norah is on assignment. I'm James Brown. Millions are in the path of hazardous winter weather, from snow and ice in the south to an Arctic blast that's bringing bitterly cold temperatures and dangerous wind chills in the northeast. Plus, the suspect in a violent kidnapping is now tied to a double murder. But first, family, friends, and dignitaries gather in Memphis to mourn the death and celebrate the life of Tyree Nichols. Vice President Kamala Harris delivered an impassioned speech saying the 29-year-old was killed at the hands and feet of those whose job it was to keep him safe. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump, who represents Nichols' family, delivered a call to action saying the officers couldn't see the humanity in Tyree even as he lay helpless on the ground. CBS's Elise Preston is in Memphis and will start us out tonight from inside the church. Good evening, Elise.
JB, good evening. Loved ones remember Tyree Nichols as a man who touched people throughout his life. That legacy now carries on even in his death.
You are my strength.
Nearly 1,000 mourners turned out in Memphis today to say goodbye to Tyree Nichols, including Vice President Kamala Harris, who sat with Nichols' family.
Your strength, your courage, and your grace. And we mourn with you, and the people of our country mourn with you.
Reverend Al Sharpton delivered the eulogy.
He knew if he could just get mother, that they would quit beating him and quit stomping on him. All he wanted to do was get home.
Overcome with grief, Nichols' older sister, Kiana Dixon, says her family is broken.
I see the world showing him love and fighting for his justice. But all I want is my baby brother back.
Nichols died January 10th, 3 days after he was brutally beaten by five Memphis police officers who were all part of a specialized Scorpion Street crime unit. They are all facing multiple charges, including second-degree murder.
The only thing that's keeping me going is the fact that I really truly believe my son was sitting here on an assignment from God.
We're now learning that four of the five former officers charged in the assault had prior complaints. The department reprimanded Desmond Mills Jr. following a 2019 arrest for failing to file a report about the use of physical force he used in making an arrest. 3 years ago, Nichols moved to Memphis to be closer to his mother. He had a four-year-old son and worked the second shift at FedEx with his stepfather. His mother says he was an avid skateboarder who loved sunsets.
Tyree was a beautiful person, and for this to happen to him is just unimaginable.
Now, during the service, many called on Congress to pass the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act. Attorney Crump announced that a section would be added to that in honor of Tyree Nichols, making it required for officers to intervene if other officers were doing something illegal. JB?
Elise Preston in Memphis, thank you. President Biden's personal attorney says the FBI conducted a planned search of the president's beach home in Delaware as part of its ongoing investigation into potential mishandling of classified documents. The FBI has now searched three known locations linked to the president. CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports.
Just before 8:30 this morning, two SUVs and two sedans carrying FBI officials with top security clearances showed up at President Biden's six-bedroom vacation home in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. The officials spent 3.5 hours searching the entire home. When it was over, the president's attorney said no documents with classified markings were found, but some materials and handwritten notes from his time as vice president were taken. Mr. Biden ignored questions about the search today, but aides said it was consensual and didn't require a search warrant.
The president's been fully cooperative, and he's directed his team to be fully cooperative.
Neither the White House nor the Justice Department would say why the FBI went to the vacation home today. Mr. Biden's lawyer said on January 11th they searched the Rehoboth home themselves and had found no classified documents. FBI agents are often able to conduct a more comprehensive search, according to former bureau official Tom O'Connor.
So agents are going to be going through each individual document to make sure that it does not contain classified information or that it does not have classified markings.
It's the third FBI search of a site tied to the president in 3 months and came just hours before he sat down for his first face-to-face meeting with Speaker Kevin McCarthy since Republicans took over the House. The high-stakes get-together came amid strong disagreements over when and how to raise the nation's debt limit.
I think at the end of the day, we can find common ground.
No promises, no agreements made in that meeting, according to the speaker. The White House called it frank and straightforward and said raising the debt limit is, quote, not negotiable. If it isn't raised by early June, the nation could default on its debts. JB?
And Ed, there's also news tonight on a key Republican getting ready to run for president.
That's right. Former South Carolina and U.N. Ambassador, South Carolina Governor and U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley had said recently she wouldn't run for president if Donald Trump did. Well, he's running, and now she's teasing an announcement on February 15th. She would be the second major GOP contender to join the fray, with several more expected in the coming months. James?
Ed O'Keefe at the White House. Now to the severe weather. Nearly 26 million Americans across the South are under winter weather alerts. In Texas, at least 8 deaths are blamed on the unforgiving ice storm that also knocked out power to hundreds of thousands. Jason Allen from our CBS station KTVT is in Fort Worth tonight, that is.
The massive winter storm continues to cripple the South, covering Dallas in dangerous sheets of ice. Some stuck drivers had to use muscle power to get their cars back on the move.
I need formula for my newborn, so I have a little bit left, but just in case the roads are bad tomorrow again, I wanted to get some more.
ice weighing down trees and branches, leaving yards and streets littered with broken limbs and downed lines. Widespread power outages leaving more than 300,000 people in the dark. At Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, 75% of flights are canceled, despite the headaches.
Oh my gosh.
Some are having fun, turning roads into rinks, skating down streets, and playing with pucks.
The National Weather Service has been warning people tonight not to be fooled by some of this ice melting and turning into slush. It's expected to refreeze tonight. There is freezing rain and sleet that is falling, and kids are not going to need these school buses. Schools both here in Fort Worth and in Dallas are closed again tomorrow. JB?
Jason Allen, thank you so much. And for more on weather storms and bitter cold are headed next, let's bring in meteorologist Chris Warren from our partners at the Weather Channel. Good evening, Chris.
Good evening, JB. More dangerous and damaging ice on the way for millions of people. Already with all the damage and treacherous conditions we've seen, this is the amount of ice that it took to create those scenes. And about this amount of ice is on the way through tomorrow morning. And finally, New York City getting its first measurable snowfall of the season. It's the latest first measurable snowfall on record, dating back to the 1800s. And get ready to stay in or bundle up, JB. Temperatures this weekend in the Northeast and some places going to feel like they are 20 to even 50 degrees below zero.
Wow, Chris, thanks for the weather heads up. Now to a frightening incident during the morning commute here in Washington. Authorities say a gunman opened fire at a D.C. metro station, killing one employee and leaving three other people injured. CBS's Scott McFarland has more.
Just a mile from the U.S. Capitol, a man went on a shooting spree.
I just saw all the police cars dashing and dashing.
Chasing, then shooting a fellow passenger coming off a city bus. The man then went inside a D.C. rail station where police say he shot another person in the legs. Witnesses said he was on an indiscriminate rampage.
It's horrible, and I know everybody's going to be really rattled by this because we've had a few other shootings.
Two rail workers took action when he confronted a woman near the tracks.
One of them attempts to intervene to protect this young lady. By doing so, he's immediately shot by our shooter.
I have a man shot, looks like in his head.
The worker killed was identified as 64-year-old mechanic Robert Cunningham. Other bystanders stopped the gunman before police arrived.
Due to the heroic actions of our citizens, our community, to disarm this shooter, I can't put a price on that. I think they saved lives, and that's to be commended.
Police say the gunman's in custody, but this is just the latest in a series of shootings on the transit system in the nation's capital in the past few weeks. And CBS News has learned the transit union warned the agency they were worried about being targeted by violence and warned them late last year. JB?
Scott McFarland, thank you very much. There are disturbing new details tonight about a violent kidnapping suspect who police say took his own life during a tense standoff Tuesday night in Grants Pass, Oregon. Police now suspect him of two murders. Let's bring in CBS's Lilia Luciano. Lilia, what can you tell us?
JB, good evening. Well, this story became even more shocking today when we learned that police found two men dead in a house just 20 miles north of here, and they believe that Benjamin Foster killed them while he was on the run. They also said that Foster took their dog here to this house in Grants Pass, where he kidnapped and tortured a woman, nearly killing her last week. Yesterday, police released this photo of Foster and the dog right here in front of the victim's home. Our cameras were here last night as law enforcement surrounded this house. After an hours-long standoff, they moved in. They say Foster was hiding under a crawl space and eventually shot himself in the head. Police say Foster has a history of serious violence against women, but managed to avoid decades in prison after negotiating a plea deal. Today, I met the mother of this victim here, and some of her friends told me they're all hoping and praying for her prompt recovery. JB.
Lilia, thank you. The Federal Reserve continued its fight against inflation by raising a key interest rate for the eighth consecutive meeting. The central bank announced a smaller quarter point hike to bring the benchmark rate to the highest level in more than 15 years. In a statement, the Fed signaled that even though inflation is easing, further rate hikes are likely. NFL quarterback Tom Brady says this time it's for good. The seven-time Super Bowl winner announced his retirement this morning after 23 record-breaking seasons. CBS's Mark Strassman has more.
I'm retiring for good.
This time feels real.
You're looking at the greatest right there.
Tom Brady, the NFL's OG, original GOAT,
how about that?
Gone from the game he lorded over the last 23 NFL seasons. Brady owns a daunting number of NFL career records, including passing yards, touchdown passes, and Super Bowls won, seven, one more than any NFL franchise. Former NFL place kicker Jay Feely, Brady's college roommate.
He just decided, I'm going to outwork everybody. I'm going to have a great attitude. He continued to have the same chip on his shoulder.
This chip, a sixth-round pick, a scrawny afterthought on draft day 2000. But his uncanny smarts and poise and a rise and grind work ethic beyond compare led the New England Patriots over two dominant, dynastic decades. 2 years ago, now with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he won his final Super Bowl. But this last year, a series of sour notes, his only losing NFL season.
Give her a chance, Tommy!
And he lost his glamorous marriage to supermodel Gisele Bündchen. She posted today, wishing you only wonderful things in this new chapter of your life. But what a ride for the ages.
He will go down as the greatest football player in the history of the NFL.
So often on the field, Tom Brady had the final word.
Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing.
Brady's eligible for the NFL's Hall of Fame in 5 years. And when you think about it, JB, is there really any need to take a vote?
I tell you, Mark, there would be a special counsel appointed for that one for sure. As you well know, Brady was a low-round draft pick who continued to practice and play like he was a rookie trying to prove himself. Mission accomplished. The FBI has launched another investigation into embattled New York Congressman George Santos. We'll have the details next.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight, CBS News has confirmed embattled New York Congressman George Santos is being investigated by the FBI over allegations that he stole $3,000 raised online to treat a homeless Navy veteran's cancer-stricken dog. The veteran says Santos did not hand over the funds and the dog died in 2017. Santos denies the allegations. Two monkeys who were stolen this week from the Dallas Zoo are back home tonight. The zoo posted this photo of monkeys Bella and Finn. They were found Tuesday night in an abandoned home. Police still want to talk to a person of interest who was spotted on surveillance cameras. And the zoo has increased the reward to $25,000 for information leading to the arrest of whoever was behind a recent string of incidents involving animals at the zoo. A diverse field of nominees was announced today for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's coming up. Beyonce announced her summer concert tour today in support of her multi-Grammy-nominated album, Renaissance. She'll play 25 shows across the U.S., beginning in Philadelphia on July 12th. After Ticketmaster's debacle with Taylor Swift's concert tour, Beyonce's tickets are being released on a rolling basis through three separate groups for verified fans. Well, the nominations are in for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's class of 2023. The diverse list of nominees includes 80s icons Cyndi Lauper and the late George Michael, rock bands Soundgarden and Rage Against the Machine, rappers Missy Elliott and A Tribe Called Quest, and country legend Willie Nelson. The top vote recipients will be announced in May and inducted in the fall. A special performance here in Washington tonight, nearly 1 year after the invasion of Ukraine. That's next.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Finally tonight, from the brutalities of war to the delicate beauty of dance, the men and women of the United Ukrainian Ballet will make their U.S. debut tonight at the Kennedy Center here in Washington. CBS's Christina Ruffini has a preview.
For members of the United Ukrainian Ballet, the stage is a refuge.
The time you can't plan something or think about the past.
Last February, Alexei Kniazkov was about to star in Romeo and Juliet at the Kharkiv National Opera House. Instead, he found himself at the center of a different tragedy.
You don't think about performing or something like this when aircraft go over your house or you hear explosions.
Vladislava Inetenko fled Odessa with dance clothes and a single pair of point shoes.
We didn't dance for a long time because the most important thing was to save yourself.
But this week, she and her fellow dancers will perform at the Kennedy Center. The company of 60 relative strangers formed with the help of professional dancers who found housing and rehearsal space in The Hague. They're touring the world to remind audiences what's happening at home.
Of course, we all wanted to come back to Ukraine to see our families, friends.
But it's hard to plan right now.
Yes, you can't plan anything. Maybe tomorrow everything will change. Will we have our home tomorrow? You don't know.
Their final act, still uncertain. Christina Ruffini, CBS News, Washington.
And that's tonight's CBS Evening News. For Nora O'Donnell, I'm James Brown. Thank you for joining us. Good night.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.